Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GPE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is April the 3rd, 2015. It is Good Friday, Freedom Friday, as we continue on this new month, as we continue to roll this year, 2015, in our Growth Month, Growth Series. We're going to have a great show for you guys, ladies and gentlemen, today, so I want you guys to take some copious notes, get a pen and pad and ready, because we're getting ready to share some great information in reference to what the People's Law Study Group here in Houston, Texas, has to say. We're going to have our special guest, Mr. Warren Houston of Houston, Texas, from the People's Law Study Group, sharing in reference to his passion, in reference to what he's doing right now and helping people to understand legal matters to help them get themselves out of situations that they may find themselves under. Well, guys, we're going to be talking about that today, and we're going to definitely have some great tools and tips on a consistent level as we continue to move forward this year, 2015. As a small business, as an entrepreneur, your goal is to always network, co-op, and build a successful enterprise for your organization. What is it that you're doing, ladies and gentlemen, today in reference to your website, marketing, inbound and outbound marketing, and also sharing the information in reference to what you do today? If you're not actively putting things together on a day-to-day basis, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be missing out on a great opportunity that's out here affordable to us today. Again, it doesn't take a whole lot of revenue today to build a solid network. And this is why we have the tools, the information, the technology today, to whereas we can collapse time frames so we can do things on a much more simpler note than more difficult note. Guys, if you understand these key concepts that we talk about, the win formula, what's important now, in reference to your business, your growth opportunities, and helping others as you help yourself, you're going to begin to understand the impactful way to grow a solid enterprise globally. And this is what GPE Professional Network Radio is all about. If you want to advertise on our show, again, it's simple, $25 a month is all it takes for you to grow a network through our radio show here today. And all you got to do is go online to www.globaltouchenterprise.net, and you guys can tune into that and check it out. Get a chance to showcase whatever product or service you have that's in the marketplace today. You want to be unique and different, and you want to have something that's going to get people what they want, need, and can afford. If you satisfy these three things, ladies and gentlemen, as I share always on this show, you will be successful today. So let us bring on our special guest, Mr. Warren Houston from Houston, Texas, from the People's Law Study Group, as he begins to share with you guys in reference to what he's doing in his business and in his organization to build his network today. Mr. Houston, are you there?
Yeah, Ed. Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm doing well, sir. Welcome aboard to GPE Professional Network Radio. I'm so excited for all of my listeners today, as business owners, as small businesses and entrepreneurs or inspiring entrepreneurs, as we begin to look at legal ways to help ourselves in reference to things that we may find ourselves under. But I wanted to give the radio listeners today about your company, the People's Law Study Group. What is it all about, and what is your goal for this year, 2015?
All right. First of all, Ed, thank you for having me on the show. I'm excited myself. I'm glad to be here, happy to be here, and happy to share with the listening audience what we're doing over at the People's Law Study Group. And just to basically start it out talking about the People's Law Study Group, this became a vision of mine when I personally myself got tired of getting beat down from what I call the government. And, you know, if anybody can tell you, you know, you all watch TV, you all, especially with social media, you see so many things that's happening, and it's not in the favor of the people. We see so much police brutality. We see people getting beat up by the police, people being shot and killed by the police, and there seems to be no remedy. There seems that the courts are not working in our favor. We lose property. We lose so many things to the government, and it does not seem to be working for the people. So at the age of 36, I decided to go back to school, and I have since received my associate's in business, my bachelor's in business, and within a couple of weeks, I'll be finishing up my master's in law. And, you know, pretty much I started studying law before I went to law school, and I came up with an idea. You know, it would be great if we would make everybody attorneys, everybody lawyers. Let me use the correct word. It would be great if we made everybody lawyers, because there was a time in American history where the majority of the citizens knew the law. There was a time in U.S. history where you didn't have to take some license or pass a bar exam to practice or study law. So therefore, if you look at what's happening in America, I know a lot of people like to talk about racism. And racism is a factor, but racism is not the biggest factor. The biggest factor we have here in America is not racism, but it's illiteracy and ignorance. So therefore, we have to first go back and study the history of the country. And when we study the history of the country, the first thing we'll find out was that when the people established this place called the United States of America, it was built on distrust. When we go back and study the history of this country, we find out that people were up under harsh rule of England. They themselves were slaves. They were under the harsh rule of Great Britain. So when they put the Constitution together, the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, which was an argument, but they got it in there, was for the protection of the citizens. And I know some of you all will say, well, we were slaves when they did all that. But I'll get back to that later, because we're no longer slaves unless you have that slave-type mentality. But when they did that, the Bill of Rights was for the protection of the citizens, of the people, to protect the people from government. That seems to not be working. The advantage that the government have over the citizen is illiteracy and ignorance. There's a story that's told that when they had the meeting in 1776 of how to run this country or how they were going to set up the government, once the meeting was over in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the delegates came out on the porch, and a woman by the name of Miss Powell questioned Ben Franklin. She said, what do we have here, a republic or another monarchy? And, of course, a monarchy is to be ruled by a king. And Ben Franklin told her, we have a republic if you can keep it. And that was the key word, if you can keep it. And to understand a republic form of government is that, to understand that means that you have a government, but the government is small, and the government is to stay small, and is a government ruled by law through the people. We're losing that. And that's because these people understood that power corrupts people. And if we didn't take control or stay on top of the government, then the government would be running us like it is today. So I came up with an idea at the People's Law Study Group. It is time to educate the everyday common layman concerning the law, so he will know his rights. Because if you don't have one of the things that we say over the People's Law Study Group, if you don't know your rights, guess what? You don't have any. You can't defend what you don't know.
I agree with you 100% right there, my brother. And definitely, Warren, that is something that we all need to hear and all need to be understanding what our rights is and what it is in reference to the law. And what does the law say in reference to certain things that we go through day by day? And so how long have you been doing this with the Law Study Group and formulating this particular business? And what is your ultimate goal for this month, 2015?
Well, we launched the People's Law Study Group the first Saturday in January, and we give classes over the Shrine of the Black Madonna located at 5309 Martin Luther King Boulevard every Saturday from 12 to 2. Our objective our objective for this month is to grow the People's Law Study Group tremendously through the classes, lectures, and events, like the event that we're hosting. Of course, that won't be until May, but that's the event that we're hosting in May, bringing in Freeway Rick Ross. But we intend to do this through media. Of course, you know I'm also a Blog Talk Radio host myself. So we intend to do this through media, through shows like your shows, Ed Peterson, through other Blog Talk Radio shows, through local radio shows, and to grow and incite people or enlighten the fire in them to understand how powerful, how important it is to educate themselves in the law and to close that illiteracy gap, to stop the things that are going on within this, within our country, between us and the government.
Wow. Well, I'm so excited, one, to co-op with you in reference to helping you broadcast what's going on, the events that you're hosting on May 1st and May 2nd for Freeway Rick Ross, the town hall meeting, and then also the lecture that you're going to have with him. And he's going to be on the show, too, as well, here at GTE Professional Network Radio. And I'm real excited for everybody on your team who are also spreading the news. And I noticed that you have people part of the law study group in other cities and state as well. Is that what the optimum goal was to get it spread out nationwide?
Oh, man. We have a conference call every Tuesday night, and we have people called in from all across the United States. And that is the ultimate objective. The ultimate goal is to set up chapters across the country. And, of course, I can't do it by myself, but as people become interested, we will have those that are not here in Houston and the surrounding areas, they will be taught online through the peopleslawstudygroup.com. And we're setting up teams of 20 apiece. And for those that are interested in those other states who want to take charge, you got to have somebody who want to take charge. You just can't appoint people. But when somebody has the passion to do, for those that want to take charge, we're looking for those to be leaders in that city. And after they've the course, a year and a half of the course themselves, and they've shown that they're ready and prepared to teach, then they will begin to teach in those cities and begin to build the People's Law Study Group in the cities and states or counties or wherever they are.
Well, this right here is going to be something unique and different that I noticed is not being done today. Brother Warren, and I noticed that with what I saw in your concept is what really helped me want to help you guys out. When I talked with Mr. Tyree King about it, he gave me some insights to what you guys were doing and the purpose, and I said, wow, I haven't heard of this before. And I love to hear entrepreneurs or business owners bringing something that's unique and different in the marketplace to help the communities and the people where they are. And Houston, of course, is the fourth largest city in the United States, but I'm looking at other cities and states, Warren, who can also utilize the education and the know-how in reference to what the People's Law Study Group has to provide. Different from every other organization out here like LegalZoom and all these other guys out here, you have something unique and different that's going to really put in exactly what you're about. And that's what I love about what you're doing with the People's Law Study Group.
Well, you know, Ed, these other organizations, and I mean, they're doing what they're doing. I'm not just saying they're knocking, but I'm just giving you the difference of what's going on. These other organizations are giving you, let's say, some kind of legal service to where you can call and get information. And, you know, I've dealt with them in the past, and some of them I haven't had good experiences with. What we're doing for a fraction of the cost more than a lot of these people are, we're educating you. And a legal education is not cheap. My master's, in which I'll be completing in 2 weeks, is $40,000. Now, you put it up against the price that we're deciding to educate the average everyday layman, and it is no comparison. And we're talking about what, $750 a year for 1 to 2 years? That's you can't compare that. So when you start looking at a legal education, and what another thing that let me say this too, Ed, that I realized the reason why America is so far behind. If you go over to Europe, the majority of children that finish high school and go to college, they also get a law degree as well. The majority of them do. Not that they're intending to be lawyers or attorneys, but they want to have that knowledge and that know-how to protect the family business. So So it's expected for children to go to law. Over here, it's totally different. The only people who invest in law school are people who have in their mind that they're going to be attorneys. So if these are the only people that are being educated in the system, where does that leave the citizen? Where does that leave the everyday man who starts a business with the hopes of dream of being successful and may reach the pinnacle of success, but then turn around and it's taken all away from him because he's illiterate and ignorant in law? See, these are things that we have to think about here in this country. This is why we have to turn this big boat around. We have to change our situation. We can't sit and wait for anybody to change it for us. We have to change it ourselves.
Wow. Yeah, I'm 100% in agreement with you, my brother. And this is the purpose of why I put together this particular radio show, GT Professional Network Radio, is to help people to be educated in building a successful network of business for themselves. And if you're tired of working for someone else and you're not getting your just due that you feel you deserve, and it's something that we're not doing enough of, and that's utilizing our gifts and talents for the betterment of mankind. And as part of the 100 Black Men here in Houston, as well as the NAACP here, I've learned one thing about it, and this is why I work with a lot of small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country, is because of the fact that I know what we're doing here in Houston can be duplicated in other areas that don't have what we have to offer. And that's the purpose of us coming together. Co-oping is the key, and bringing about a change. What we call a paradigm, a change, a shift in the way things are going today in our country.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'd like to add to that, Ed. One thing especially now, the People's Law Study Group is open to everyone, but the desire and need, of course, when I first started this was to my people, to our people, to people of color. Let me say this, and this is where we have to turn the boat, in order to turn the boat around. Black people are very emotional people. And see, when you're dealing with the laws of nature and you understand there are seven laws, principal laws in nature that operates all the time, 24/7. These laws are always in operation. This is something that we teach in our course. Yeah, and to understand those seven laws of nature first grounds you and it brings you into subjection. It brings you into the mental subjection of governing yourself. One of the laws, those seven laws, is called the law of polarity. And the law of polarity says that everything has an opposite. And one of the reasons why we have lost so badly is almost like the pH balance scale. You have on a pH balance scale, you have a middle point. And that middle point, the middle number on a pH balance scale is 7. So that means anything under 7 is acidic, and anything past 7 is alkaline. Now, what's tricky about this is, you really want to stay at a 7 on a pH balance level. You can go a little higher because we know alkaline is good for you. A person is dead, they have a pH balance of about 3. That means acid is consuming their body and they start to eat their inside, eat their organs, okay? When you go over 7, it's alkaline, and that's pretty good because alkaline is what is pretty much like life to us. Now, acid is bad in the fact that it's not good. You all know about acid reflux and all that, and acid can come out of your stomach. But when you go to alkaline, it cancels out acid. So, therefore, it's good until you get around about 9.5. Anything over that begins to be bad for you because now it starts to cancel acid out in your body, and you still need the acid to digest the foods in your stomach. So if you have your alkaline level goes past 9.5, now it can't even digest the food you eat. So that's dangerous as well. And I said all that to say this about the law of polarity. We, especially people of color, we are too emotional. And we forgot about the side of intellect. And this is why we lose so badly. We have to bring ourselves back in balance and go back and snatch the intellect. We want to talk about all the pyramids and all the pharaohs and stuff. Well, if we did those things, these things were not done from emotions alone. They were done from intellect. So we got to go back. And what I want to do through the People's Law Study Group is get my people away from all of the emotions, bring them back into the intellect, and cause them to start using their minds to think and bring it back into balance so we can rise above where we are.
Well, Warren, I think that's one of the most important pieces that you just mentioned, and I'm glad everybody got a chance to hear that today on GT Professional Network Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to make sure that you continue to stay tuned in to information that's going to be relevant, and that's what it's really all about, Warren. It's about having the right information, relevant information that can change people's lives to get up and start acting now in reference to waiting or just letting things happen without no recourse. And so this is one of the things why I'm really excited about what you guys are doing, the event that's coming up May 1st and May 2nd for Freeway Rick Ross, in reference to what you guys are hosting at the Shrine of the Black Madonna Center, is what we're going to be doing. So it's going to be a great opportunity for everybody to tune in and get a chance to participate in what's relevant today. And that's what it's all about, and I'm real excited for what you're doing, Warren, and for not only getting more people like yourself who's serious about getting people the right information at the right time when it comes to events. And it's all about our everyday lives and what we're going through each and every day. It's a fight, it's a struggle, it's a battle. We understand that. But who is among us is going to be the one to step up and understand or take the time to study and learn what it is we need to learn to get ourselves in a better position than we are in today?
Yeah. Yes, sir. And then we want everybody to come out and join us May 1st and May 2nd over at the Shrine. We bring in Freeway Rick Ross. Freeway has just such a phenomenal story, and that's why we're bringing him in so people can understand the importance of knowing the law. Of course, I'm pretty sure your listeners know who Freeway Rick Ross is. We're talking about the real Rick Ross. We're not talking about William Roberts, the rapper. We're talking about the real Rick Ross that we'll be bringing in, sharing his story. One of the biggest drug dealers on the West Coast, they rank him under Al Capone. So to have gotten that high and then to realize that the drugs that you were buying from the federal government, and to go into prison with a life sentence without the possibility of parole, go into sentence without the capability of being able to read or write, and learn to read and write in prison, and pick up the law books and research your own case and appeal your own case, and he's out today because of that. That's a phenomenal story. So we're looking for everybody to come out May 1st to the town hall meeting there at the Shrine of the Black Madonna, and May 2nd as we turn Freeway Rick Ross loose on his own and let him tell his story. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm real excited again, like I said, Warren, and I'm real excited for the People's Law Study Group and what you're doing and what you put out here today that's unique and different. And I'm looking for everybody that's listening and tuning in that's locally here in Houston. As we post it on social media, ladies and gentlemen, we want to continue to share this information throughout the month of April. And I'm going to have you back on the show again, Warren, to talk more in reference to the People's Law Study Group, your conference call that you have every Tuesday, and what you're doing now that's going to help change people who are willing and also interested in doing what you're doing, and those who have already studied the law but yet don't have the voice, giving people the voice to basically express exactly what's happening out here today that we need to be aware of and we need to know about. So with that, that's going to give everybody an opportunity to participate right in their own community, in their own backyard, to do something that's unique and different. And I'm glad about that.
Yes, sir. I'm excited about it as well because we are the ones who change history. We can't sit around and wait for another Martin Luther King, another Malcolm X. They had their day. We have to be the Martin Luther King and the Malcolm X. We have to make the change.
Yeah. And I'm real excited. So with that, I'm real glad for everything that we're doing right now, Warren, in reference to getting people to wake up. It's all about a wake-up moment now for everybody. This is the rude awakening for everybody. This year, 2015, what are we doing, ladies and gentlemen, in business? What are we doing in our personal lives that's going to be unique and different? Everybody wants to add a little significance to their lifestyles and have something that's important. If you're not co-opting with anybody in your community where you are, and you're not basically working with any of the nonprofit organizations that you are familiar with that speaks to you, then you're not doing your part. Everybody always asks, "Hey, well, what do I need to do? What part can I play, and what role can I play in doing this?" Well, it's simple. Go in your community and see what's not there that can be there that you can help out on. Go within your own community. Yeah. You don't have to go too far outside the box or go anywhere. Just look in your community, where you are. Start from where you are. That's the step, the first step to success. And the first step is believing in you and doing something that you know you can do without having to get any, you know, anybody telling you what you need to do.
Yeah, and I just like to add, Ed, as you were saying, that business and law works hand in hand. They are partners, and they will never part. They're like a husband and wife. And so what we're doing with the People's Law Study Group goes farther and beyond than just teaching law. We're formulating businesses along with that. You know, out of the People's Law Study Group class was birthed the People's Law Study Group Productions. We're about to bring these events. Also, we have a training for those of us who, for those who are interested in being trust agents or trust representatives. We have a training. It doesn't cost anything for anybody to become a trust agent. They just have to say, hey, I want to do it, and sign up the contract and start training. And that is we'll talk about that briefly. And this is unique. Nobody's doing it. Basically, when we pass on, we've been taught to get wills. And the wealthy, they pass their wealth on from generation to generation by putting things inside what is known as a living trust. Okay? Now, what's so special about the trust and what's so different about the will is that the will, anytime you write a will up, the will has to go to probate court. So, therefore, you have to pay an attorney to represent you in probate court to argue whatever needs to be argued concerning your loved one's estate. On top of that, you know, you have to pay that attorney, and then if you owe the government, if there's any liens, they're still going to get it in spite of what you wrote in the will. They're still going to get it. But if you have a living trust, it totally avoids probate court because they need.
Wow. Well, that's what I'm saying, Warren. I'm real excited. Again, like I said, this is a great opportunity for everybody to learn from the People's Law Study Group what you guys have to offer. And it's a lot. And I share this with everybody that's listening to the show today. If guys, if you don't know anything on the legal side and you want to learn more, you want to check out the People's Law Study Group. Warren, what is that number, the conference call number? And we need to post that so that way you guys can see it. I'll post it again on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, of course, on social media, where everybody can get a chance to see the event that's coming up May 1st and 2nd with Freeway Rick Ross, which is presented by the People's Law Study Group. They're bringing in people to show you, but they can tell you exactly what it is we need to know in reference to the legal system. So with that, Warren, what is it? How can they get in touch with you in reference to any questions that they may have?
Okay, if anybody have any questions, they can call my voice messaging. I don't answer it, but you can leave a message, and I will make sure that I get back with you. And you can call that number at 832-308-894. Oh, wow. I'm not sure if it's 41 or 42. Wow, that's my whole number, 832-308-89. Y'all forgive me for that because I haven't picked it. But it's either 41 or 42. Either one of those, you'll get to it next time. Next time when I come back, I'll have it corrected. You can call and leave a message, and I will get back to you, and I will answer any questions or comments you have. The Rick Ross tickets, you all can pick them up now on Eventbrite.com. Just go to Eventbrite.com and type in Freeway Rick Ross. They'll pop up, and we're ready. We're ready, May 1st, May 2nd. The conference call, we have People's Law Study Group conference calls every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And the number to call in there. Every Monday night at 7 p.m. And the number to call is 712-432-1212. 712-432-1212. And the access code is 668-332-000. Again, the access code is 668-332-000.
Wow. Well, thank you, guys. This is the ending of our show. We have time is all up on this. I want to thank Mr. Warren Houston from the People's Law Study Group for being our special guest for today on GPE Professional Network Radio. Guys, stay tuned next week. Now, this is my birthday week, so I'm going to celebrate a little bit on April 5th. Actually, my birthday is on Easter Sunday. But I want to tune in next week. We're going to have more information in reference to building your network, how we can grow together, and utilizing the tools that we can use today without having to spend a whole lot of money in building a business. I share this with everybody. It don't take a lot to do a lot, but it does take a little bit to get it started. So you want to make sure you do that. Until next week, tune in next week. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a pleasure. That's from my brother as well. Keep building this faith, and guys, and keep building your dream.